The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Hey everybody, this is John Namath, and you're listening to The Man, The Myth, and The Legend, Frank Cardillo on Cardillo Chronicles.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cardillo.
And now, a late-breaking transmission from philosopher, metaphysician, and podiatrist, Brother Theodore.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my sincere wish that immediately after my death, my head be severed from my body, and that it be replaced by a bouquet of broccoli. It's the artist in me. I'm afraid I won't be around much longer. They're after me. The John Birches, the Black Panthers, the CIA, the Jews in Great Britain are after me. They want to bump me off because I know too much. My life is threatened from one end to the other. Each day, might be my last day. As a matter of fact, tonight might be my last day. Over there, in the shadows, they wait for me. Dear God, if you exist, help me. And if you don't exist, help me anyway. Amen.
Toll over there, you know what I mean?
Son of a bitch.
Hello.
art of broadcasting. Now appearing courtesy of many forces in the universe. Philosophical entertainment, irrelevant irreverence, and just out-and-out stupidity. All right here, the one and the only Cthulhu Chronicles. That's what he does. He third-person me. I'm on this one and only place. Hope you're listening. Wherever you're listening, live or as recorded, but you people on your phones, listening on your devices, move along, no texting. From ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every of Bordello. I can't say come hell or high water because hell came recently. And one of the rare weeks occurred when there was no live Cthulhu Chronicles. When he was not he, me, third person, Cthulhu was not chronicling. For various reasons that we need not to indulge ourselves in conversation about them. That's a badly constructed sentence. But we're here, and now is all that matters, and now is here, a Y2K plus 13, and July on the wane. There'll be only one. There'll be no more Julys. That's it. We threw one of the Julys out, and now we're here for the last of the July Y2K plus 13. And we come here with the tabula rasa, that is a blank slate, a completely unendeavored territory. That's unendeavored. Well, it is unendeavored because we're endeavoring it as we go along. Stuff. There's plenty more to come in the next couple of weeks, and certainly as the rest of the year goes on, because we intend to be here for that amount of time. And I want to say this only because the SRN is such a fabulous, wonderful, delicious, exquisite, sterling, and sparkling organization, SRN Media Works, who has the live rights to this show, because they're just fabulous and they deserve it. And I said fabulous again. Well, I think that's a good word. I want to mention a couple of things. Number one, you can get the shows that run live here on SRN Media Works at the juicedtalk.com. Juiced Talk. Juiced. J-U-I-C-E-D talk.com. And then you could download them, and then if you have another station, you can play them afterwards. And that's fine. Anytime you want. Play it all day long. I don't care. All the ones, it's an archive there. You can get them and listen as you do want to, and as you ever do that in your own fabulous way. That's about the fifth time I've used fabulous. You know why? Because D's on my mind. I'm waiting to hear from D, because I just submitted my eighth article for Culture. The eighth for Culture magazine, digital, high class, high glossy, high density, only digital magazine for which I contribute every other month when it comes out. There have been eight issues. You go to fourculture.com and get the seven of them that are there. And the new one coming up here, you're going to love this. I know you're going to love it. I want to thank all D and everybody for putting me into this circle of literary freedom, literary gala, because it's a great, great magazine. I just want everybody to go there and read it. You can read it on your iPhones, your text phones, your Galaxy phones, your iGalaxy, your iGal, UGal, MeGal iPhone, your pad, my pad, whatever. Or on your, if you've got one of these big high density screens, I think it's high definition, I'm sorry. I keep saying high density. High definition, screens, it's great. You actually flip the pages. I don't know if you could do it with your finger. It's not one of those touch alls. Maybe you have one of those. Don't they have those now? I think they do, where you can actually touch them. And go there. So I was thinking of DC. I was saying fabulous, 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 fabulous. But what I meant to say was SRN Media Works. Listen, what's going to happen here? Because the SRN group, the main group, includes Phil Hong and the gang and whoever happens to cross over the border legally to get here will be on this side of the continent, and we'll be doing the show Chronicles from here. With them live. Sorry, it's going to be great. That's going to be fun. And we're going to do a whole bunch of things that you're eventually going to see and read at 148.ca. So get on over there. And that's changing every day. It's getting better and better and just turning and flourishing, I would say. Blossoming and flourishing. Floshaming and blourishing into one of the finest websites that has some of the finest contents that has, you know, whatever. Also, here's what else is happening. This is stuff. This is like business stuff. This isn't stuff, business stuff. I'm going to tell you what else is going to go on here for the next 2 hours as we do this ad hoc, endeavoringly. Next week, Heather Drain will be back. And we're going to talk about character actors, and we're going to be talking about a lot of them from way back, not necessarily recently. So a while back I did a show and we talked about a lot of these actors women too, who we have seen supporting roles, as they say. And we're going to talk about some famous character actors. And, of course, Heather is just, you talk about delicious. You want to talk about fabulous. Fablicious. I think that's what we'll call Heather. Fablicious. She's going to be here. Unfortunately, not live. She's going to be here through the fabulous powers of Skype.
It's still live, though.
It's still live. You're right. That is correct. It's still live. The voice from the wall has now spoken through the voice in the wall, the voice in the... Will you be the voice in the woodwork? The voice, one of these days, maybe we'll have more than this these two microphones. Because we still run this place as if it's like... in a sense, we run this like it's internet caveman times. And I know, because I was here at internet caveman times, when this internet radio broadcasting, not just internet broadcasting. But, and it's amazing to think that we have the setup that we have. I know that some people are always shocked. What? No, because that's devoted. That's a devoted microphone. But I know that we do this way. And yet, people are now driving around, walking around in all corners of the universe. Wherever they can shoot a scene to a James Bond movie, someone can have a mobile phone and be listening right now live. And yet, that technology embedded in the broadcast of this show, still, you'd be amazed at how this thing is hooked up compared to other stations. Now, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. Cthulhu Chronicles may be heard around North America these days on regular radio. What do I mean by regular radio? Okay. I'm always talking about, oh, yes, I have a drink, because you have to replenish your precious bodily fluids. I haven't said that in a while because we haven't really gotten into stuff. Always been so bogged down with things. So now that we're just clearing up, we're doing stuff here, we might as well get a lot of this business and stuff done with. You may be hearing us on various stations that are called, you know, landline stations. No, they're not landlines. I call them brick and mortar radio stations because they're not involved in the known cyberspace. They're not zeros and ones, although they use zeros and ones. Who doesn't use zeros and ones anyway? I know people who can't spell zeros, but that's another case altogether. But here's the deal. The deal is you may be driving around the country, the continent, and you turn it on, and we have some stations that are, and it's amazing. But you will not hear us live on any of those stations for many reasons. And one of them is something I've done that. You know, we've always been devoted live to any particular organization that supports the show and gets it out there. And that doesn't mean that any other station can just pick it up live, although a lot of stations that were very close to us at one time did, but we changed all that. So these stations, you're hearing me on these other stations, make sure they are not playing very high-profile commercials, because I'm not getting a dime from this stuff. And if I find out any of these stations are making a lot of money off of this brilliant radio personality, this man who right now, and I'm talking, and they're running this show. Imagine, this is the show they're running. They're running all copies of shows. So if they're running this show, and they're on the station, is running the show out there, and they're about to put on like a General Motors commercial that somebody, hey, some salesman, when I get yourself some exposure down on the Francatolo show, which I call it the Francatolo show. And I don't know what they do to it, and I don't mind. I always said this show is for nothing. You could do what you want with it. But what you can't do with it is just take it out and like peddle it. That's just not fair. If you do it and I don't know it, what can I tell you? You do it. I know life isn't fair, so this isn't fair. So if you're pirating the show, that means you're selling it. I don't care if you're giving it away, making copies of it. I don't mind. But if you're selling it and you're getting money for it, then, you know, you're doing a dastardly thing. Pirating is not sharing. Sharing is one thing. Pirating is another. So all these, if any of your stations are selling time and you're running this show like this right now, shame on you. Do it once, shame on you. Do it twice, shame on you again. Just shame on you, period. That was leading me to something else after I talked about Heather. Heather's coming back next week, as I said, character actors. What's next week? This is a 1st August show. And also during August? I promised you, and I promise you now, again, Dr. Karen White will be back. We'll be talking about her new project, the book, which who knows, it might turn into a movie. The book, the plan, the teaching thing. Dr. Wyatt is fascinating, and you could learn things from Dr. Wyatt. So we're going to have Dr. Wyatt on again. She's from that weird spot where only one, that guy, Pete Williams, the guy from NBC News, he originates, his origin is that particular city. I forgot, it's somewhere up in Mountain Time. Nobody talks about Mountain Time much. Dr. Waldor will be back, and Dr. Waldor also says he's going to be here one of these days, live. Those of you who might be in, no, I'm not going to talk about that because we're like real time right now. What is it? Wait a second. Voice in the wall. You see, this is stuff and what?
Well, if my voice was in a wall, it wouldn't be as clear as it is right now. I might as well bring that up. But what other way would Dr. Waldor be on if not live?
Well, I mean, Dr. Waldor would actually be sitting here with us. That's what I'm talking about. Dr. Waldor will actually travel.
He'll be on location because no matter what, if someone calls in from Skype, they're live.
So, yes, again, he's correct, and he's just doing what I would do to him. He will be in the studio live, as opposed to being live via Skype or via phone or Skype phone or whatever the condition might involve his being on this show real time. He would be real time. But and so anyway, now, you know, ultimately, you, the listener, wouldn't know the difference anyway. In a way, you don't know, because we don't do the camera thing. Speaking of the camera thing, because I like when guests call in and they're on camera. I'm not on camera because I bought one of those computers just before they made standard equipment a cam. There's no cam, and because I don't have a cam, I don't talk. They don't see me. We don't do a video call. But you know, let me tell you something. And I am right now going to tell you something. The video call is no big deal anyway. And if it goes out, we don't go out. And we never did the live thing with the talking voice because I really don't care to have my head talking. You know, do a talking head TV show on radio because it's not. This is radio. But I was talking about what else anyway. That's out. Oh, and Tom Savino will be back. I hope I got a lot of good feedback about Tonto jokes. I did not receive any. I'm either drunk or the heat. Then my son says, not Ray, my other son says, the only time that he hears me speak incorrectly, that is using bad grammar or what have you, there's only two times. One when I'm drunk, and the other time when it's very, very hot, when it's extremely, you know, the barometric pressure is like going against my head, and I'm just, now if it's very hot and also I'm drunk, then we, it's even worse. But here's what we're going to do. Did I finish all that up? I did. There's only one more thing I wanted to do, and I don't usually do this, but I have to. I was going to do it last week, but we weren't here. I want to endorse something and remind you that if you haven't gotten to see this, if you have not seen this particular documentary movie, I want you to see it. I'm always telling you that we have to be open to, and it's very important to be open to various presentations that we might have something against right off the bat because of someone who's in it or something. You know, we don't like. I never watch that. I know people who say that. I'd never see that movie if Wally Wallow was in it. Wally Wallow. Who is Wally Wallow? You know, yeah, I would never see that. And then people who would see things just because somebody was in it, you know. Either way, there's a bias there. But if you leave yourself open and see things. Now, I'm not a fan. That means I am a fan. That's a double negative. The comedian Jim Brewer is not one of my favorites. That's all I'm going to say. He's not one of the guys who I would go out of my way to see in any particular situation. Well, I think he's very talented. Remember my Saturday Night Live, just like everybody else, blah, blah, blah. But he's in a different generation, and he just approaches stand-up comedy and comedy in general differently than I do that. Can't say I do. Then I address comedy. But I was so taken by a documentary, and you can get this documentary. I know it must be on YouTube. No, I mean, it could be on YouTube. It could be on Netflix. It could be on NetTube. It could be on UFlix. And it could be on Blockbuster or BlockFlix or FlickBuster or anything that you, wherever you get this junk that you get and buy or rent. It's a movie called More Than Me. And I think it's called Jim Brewer's More Than Me so that he gets his name on it. It's a wonderful documentary about his stand-up tour that he did one of these years, 30 days, 40 gigs across the country. And that is not the catch, because it's not that just. In fact, you see very little of his act. What you do see is how he and his 84-year-old father bond and get to know one another, and how generations can It's the Lion King thing. You know, it's a circle of life. But it's a beautiful film, and Jim Brewer just an absolutely marvelous. I could give credit to the other people. I don't know who are the other people. They're directors and stuff like that. Please see this. It is a wonderful presentation of father and son. This just beats the hell out of watching four straight episodes of American Dad or The Family Guy. Okay, bless you, Seth. But this is so much better. And I say what I said before because I just happened to be watching some of it. I never imagined this is what it was about. But when I saw the little blurb, what a word. Well, blurb.com. You get multiple memoirs. We'll talk about that in a second. When I got the blurb, I said, what? Jim Brewer goes on tour with his 84-year-old father. This is either going to be terrible or it's going to be terrific. It's terrific. Terrific. Capital T. It's terrifulous, which is fabulous and terrific together. It's deliciously fabulicious. It's terrific. Rent it. Get it on your internet. Just watch it wherever you do. Just don't sell it, for gosh sakes. Just don't do that. Don't do that to the shows. Don't do that to Jim stuff. It's a beautiful motion picture, and I would hope that it would show many other places than where I saw it on this current TV cable channel, which is just, you know, buried inside of a liberal well of politics and talk, and that's okay and wonderful. I'm just sick of it all. Not because it's liberal, but just because I'm just sick of it all. I'm sick of all of them. All of you guys out there. Look, you want to talk about stuff? We'll talk about that too. Because what we're going to do is we're going to open up the Skype line. Don't call now, anybody. We're going to open up the Skype line, and then as soon as we come back, after I run a couple of things here, you're going to, if anybody calls, they call in Skype here, Frank Cotolo. No, not Cotolo Chronicles, Frank Cotolo. You can get me, and then we'll talk. And now we were probably going to have some people who we know, but that's okay. Just kind of a potpourri of people, voices you know, people, you know, whatever. And then we'll talk about things, because this is just an ad hoc? This is ad hoc. This is ad hoc stuff. Stuff we'll be talking about here at Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm chronicling, and there's things you need to know. Also, oh yeah, that announcement on Tuesday night, something else that's going to be going on that you can take part and have fun with sooner or later. It's coming soon or later. I don't know. We do this all off the top of our heads.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuiceTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
all at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
You can get them all there. Go there, get them all, download them. Get.
There's nothing un-American about Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo, illustrated by T. Stephen Gessick. Why, this is Americana at its best. Literature, drama, conflict. It's everything I remember and things I think I remember through a storied life of history in show business, politics, and celebrated people's lives. It's me, Frank Cotolo, inviting you to buy Molotov Memoirs. Go to blurb.com and put in my name, Frank Cotolo, and get Molotov Memoirs. Buy a copy for your friends. Buy a copy for your lovers and your haters, everybody. This is America.
That's North America. Oh, God, what a voice, huh? Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that book. A lot of good talk about that book. And you can still get it. You can get it really cheaply if you want to stick it on that iPhone you're listening right now. I think it's $3.95. God, for goodness sake. And, you know, on the digital version, you still get the great artwork of T. Stephen Gessick. Come on over there and buy it. Blurb.com. Come on. Come on. Buy my book. And I sound like a real whiner. Buy my book. I didn't know until today that you can have such a thing as toe trauma. Toe trauma. My toe was traumatized when I fell on a slope. It almost sounds like a poem. My toe was traumatized when I fell on a slope. Oh, that reminded me, speaking of stuff, Lynn Lifshin has another book coming out. We're going to talk about that. I got to get Lynn Lifshin on the show, too. Let me write that one down. Lynn, she's tough to get because she goes to places like Bulgaria. And then Lynn Lifshin, God, I know, she's a great writer. I say great, and I use that word great, and that's okay. We use it. But back to toe trauma. My toe traumatized. Now, here's another thing I want to say. I didn't mention this before. And I wasn't going to mention it because I didn't want to give any particular exposure to the source. But I'm going to do this right now. Yes, I did fall, and that was not what launched a rumor that I had died, which was put onto Facebook. That was totally the product of our friend the Dez, otherwise known as the dumb, the lame, neutered brain, the Dez. And that, you didn't know about that? Did you know about that? I know. The Dez, and you know, I guess that, look, I'm for all kinds of humor, black humor, great humor, dark humor, whatever, you know. But the thing is that you got to watch out with certain stuff because things happen and people believe it. And I actually got emails. Now, that's not what bothered me ultimately, because as Mark Twain said, the reports of my death have been highly exaggerated. And as I said, the reports of my death have been highly exaggerated and are very and therefore disappointing to many others. But here's the deal. If there is a deal, I'm not going to shave my head to tell you there is a deal either. I'm not that vain. The thing is that he went further. When people said, "How could you do that? That's horrible," you know, when they found out it wasn't real, and Dez, being the nudnik that is the Dez, stepped back and went, he put me up, sure. Frank made me do it. Now, here I am giving him all this exposure on my show by telling you, even though I'm making fun of him, because he's right, no press is bad press. But this guy really has something wrong with the inside of his skull, the way it works. It just not right. And I know, you know, so I just want to say, I apologize. I did not put him up to it. I apologize. I would never, I would just never do that as a joke or as a promo for anybody out there, because I just, I'm too many people. I've outlived too many people, and there are too many RIPs in my life, and I don't think that's any way to treat or mourn, or, you know, there's something special that stays with you from those who pass, unless you, I guess, totally hate them, in which case, I knew a guy who, and I'm not going to mention names, but I knew this fella. A fella, I love that. I love to say that. That's like in the movies, 1940s. Hey, who is that fella anyway? I love to say fella. I knew this fella who said this one thing, because everybody was talking about this man who died in this particular industry. Oh, and you know, when people die, everybody talks the best about them. What a wonderful man. What a great thing he did for that. He was great. He was funny. He was honest. He was sincere. And this guy, I remember, of all the people who were saying these wonderful things about the guy, and I'm not saying the guy was anything but, you know, to be remembered as doing wonderful things. And this one guy said, yeah. And I said, you know, you heard about him? Oh, yeah. He says, tell me where they buried him and I'll piss on his grave. Yeah, it's one guy out of the entire industry. And I guess what I liked about that was just his honesty. He didn't go on record saying it. He said it to me. And I'm not telling you his name, so you don't know any of these people at all. And you shouldn't know any of these people at all. I really don't think you should know them. I think they're for me to know and you to find out. That's the way that works. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show, Cotolo Chronicles. Here's what we're going to do. What do you want to talk about? This is going to sound like one of those regular. Hey, you know, there's no delay anymore, or there's a very brief delay. There shouldn't be a delay anymore if you're listening live. Frank Cotolo, my name is my Skype account. Whether you know me, don't know me, whether you're from a station, not a station, whether you've been on the show, not been on the show, whether you care or don't care, or whether you're just scouting or what, fishing with a PH, are you fishing? Whether you're just, I guess fishing is the only word for looking around for things. Whatever you're doing, if you want to call this show tonight via Skype only, then you may. And we'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And I was, I was a guest on a regular talk show a couple of weeks back. It was a horrendous, horrendous experience. It was so bad that I walked off the show. I mean, I just hung up on the guy because it was an attack. It was attacked. It was stupid. It was like the Dez thing, you know, and to use someone like that. And it's not, I don't want to play that game. I don't want to do that kind of broadcast. It's not my, it's a big waste of time as it is. I consider a lot of this a waste of time, and that's why I'm always thanking everybody who sits and listens, or stands and listens, or dances around and listens. You've been listening for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or you listen to the whole damn thing. It's like you're taking time out of your life. I mean, you must be getting something out of it. That's fine. You know, but ultimately, as I said, and I did an entire show on this, is this really necessary? No? You know, and I think that coming from that particular angle is how I feel about all of this and why I don't do the kind of things that these other guys do on regular radio, asking for your money here, this, that, and the other thing. And then selling, you know, cups. I don't have one of those cafe presses like we did in the old days when we had music CDs and selling and coffee cups and stuff. Actually, there might actually still be a seat. I still might be a Cafe Press, a King of Monkey Island page. It might be. Those were great. Those were great cups. I don't know how they broke. We had cups. We had, I think we still have some t-shirts around. Those were funny. But and they were cute. And they didn't say anything anyway. There was just a green, I believe it was green. kind of cartoon monkey, which was the cover of the CD at the time. But then, you know what I'm saying is that we don't do that here. We don't say like, you know, the leprechaun says, one talk show guy calls another talk show guy the leprechaun. We don't do that kind of stuff. We don't say, hey, you know, join the club, get premium, premium Cotola, join the club, get yourself a ding, here's my book, $15.95 or $12.95. Yeah, I'm just going to buy a couple of books, and, you know, I don't get onto my yacht because of these things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, with making money off of that, but, I mean, I just don't. I'm not the kind of person I think that should be followed, per se, you know? So I don't make it into a market. Make it into a market. That's huge. No, market. Make it into a market. And I'm just listening to myself. And that's a very bad thing to do when you have a radio show. Don't listen to yourself. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep moving on. My name is Frank Cotola. The man whose name we're doing is the title of the show. What did I say? I said if anybody wants to call. Now, I'm going to do this. It now says that Frank is online on Skype. So, and I could call someone else too, you know. If you're listening and you're on Skype, and, you know, if you're not connected to me, something will come up and say that you want to be, you could call me, but you want to be, I don't really know how Skype works. If Skype, can you just call anybody at random on Skype? Mm-hmm. You can, okay. So somebody can call at random, Frank. And I don't know if it's dot. I used to put a dot in between the names, Frank Dot Cotola. But if you just go to Skype and want to add contact and you put in Frank Cotola, I think you can do it. I don't know if there's a web address. I don't know any of this stuff. I just know we use, and you don't have, doesn't have to be a video call. If it is a video call and it's, you know, don't prank me by taking down your pants. This is like not even funny. All right. Like, I know. I laughed though, didn't I?
Anyway.
You couldn't see it anyway. Yeah, but they would, that's right, they would show it to me. But I don't want to see it. I don't want to see any of that. I don't want to see it. Guys. Okay, let's do that here too. Attractive girls, you can do that. You can video call me. But not guys. Okay, that's just what we're saying there. I'm joking. Of course I'm joking, because nobody's going to do it anyway. And I remember, I always tell this story of the guy who has a telephone talk show, and he's not a popular super, you know, star of talk radio, but he's in a little station that just deals in a community, and how he does a talk show, because I know this has happened to so many people, and of course nobody calls in. We got like seven lines of phone. Seven phone lines, not lines of phone. Nobody calls it lines of phone. Seven phone lines and nobody calls in, and the guy doesn't know what to say. He doesn't tell stories or anything. So he just sits there. It's a funny routine. I did it once and I'm not doing it now, but you know, and nobody calls. So he has to keep doing the time and temperature because he's not really a talk guy. And I'm not a phone guy per se in terms of people just calling up. And this is always a miserable failure when you do a call-in show and ask for Skype on the internet. Miserable. I don't care. And there's a lot of listeners. We know there's a lot of listeners. They fill up the server. That sounds like a guy. Hey, you know Philip the server? Philip who? Sir Philip the server. Why, certainly. Sir Philip the server. You can call from anywhere in the world, and I will be here, and we will talk. So if you are listening and you don't know me or know me or what have you, you can bop in, pop in, or what have you. In the meantime, I'm just going to do stuff. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. I'll talk about anything that comes to my mind. At the same time, I was talking about toe trauma. Of all the things I've ever had, I never thought there was such a thing as toe trauma. Toe trauma. Hey, you know what else I'm going to do? I'm just going with my thoughts. As I said, one of these, we're going to do an entire show of titles. Probable book titles. We might do, when those are, of course, I've been putting this book together of just titles And we're going to, because, you know, there's about a million books and maybe more. I'm just using a million because that's a very large number. And it makes sense. There's a million books I will never write. And I'd like to write 2 zillion because there's just so much I have to say. But it's way too much than anybody wants to hear. But read, I mean. There's like, it's more than anybody wants to read. And it's way too much. Nobody should even be involved in putting this stuff. And it's a waste of time. We've been a waste of time. To read would be a waste of time. Oh my goodness, remember this? Yes, we just dropped in the studio here and brought me that. Remember this? She was on the show. Diane Collins. I don't think she liked me. No, she liked me. She just didn't. Is this where you ended the book on page 117?
No.
Or did you leave that there for a reason?
They were there.
So someone just brought a book back. Someone just brought a book back that I totally forgot I had. Was this new thinking? The new thinking. We did a show with Diane Collins, and she's a lovely lady, original thinker and one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. She actually wrote this book. You see, this is one of the books I would think of writing and never write, this kind of book. But she was on the show, and she wrote, Do You Quantum Think? Was the book. And here's the book. And I loaned it, and it's come back to me. Now, you know what they say about books that come back to you?
They say
if you let a book go and it comes back to you, it loves you. It wants you to read it. I did go through this book as much as I could, actually. I love a book that comes with its own commercial bookmarker. It's a quantum think, a new system of thinking. But, you know, it's funny this comes into my hands right now because that's what I'm talking about, doing a show that is just going to have the titles of the books I'll never write because I'll never write these books, but I want to. And that's I don't know how Diane Collins, I guess this, I don't, has she written other books? Did she write other books? Are there other books back here? Does it say she's also the author of? She does. She has, you know. Now you're going to say, I know what you're going to say, Frank. You were trying to sell us 2 of your books that you wrote. So you wrote 2 books. I've written more than 2 books, but that's not the point. The point is there would never be enough. And what I've started to do is collect titles of the books I will never write, because every time a certain phrase, something comes up, I say, "Wow, there's a good title for a book," and I could imagine an entire book that has something to do with the title that comes up. So when I, and this came up again now during the Stuff show, because I said before, toe trauma. And there's something about toe trauma, just the phrase, toe trauma. And I had no idea that a toe could get traumatized until today. So, and a toe trauma, boy, there's a name for a book, toe trauma. It has a, I mean, it's either a group or it could be a rock group. Toe trauma. And then I say to myself, no, I don't like names of groups that are so particular. I like generic names of groups, like the Strays, the Zombies, the Roving Irish Guys. What would the Irish Rovers? The Roving Irish Guys. The Irish Rovers could be generic. I don't like these particular names, like, now I got to think of one. Well, like toe trauma. I mean, that's a specific thing. And what would that have to do with their music? Why don't they call them toe trauma? I like names like the Sharks. And I don't even know if there are groups. There must be groups. Remember I did the whole show about groups? Wait a second. I got that. Hold on. Oh, I got to look for this now. I got to find. Oh, no. My favorite name of all time for a group. I'm looking for it. Wait. I know I wrote it down because I would never forget this. We did a show, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I went through an old LA Weekly magazine because there were like hundreds of rock groups out there. And the ones you'll never hear because they'll never make a CD that's popular enough for you to hear it, and they'll never be on television or radio. Well, they might be on radio. Anybody can be on radio. But I got to get, wait. I have to scour through these notes. Oh, I got it. Isn't that? It must have been right here for that reason. It was meant to be. Where's the mic? And I was talking about group names because I was talking about titles. I'm big on titles. Sometimes a title can spark an entire story for me. In fact, the new Four Culture story, the one that's coming out in issue 8, the whole thing came to me from the title. And then I sat down because I worked on it here and there, and it might have turned out a bit different. But these are just, you know, writer quirks. But when I had the LA Weekly and we were talking, I was mentioning these groups that were real groups playing live around town in Los Angeles, where that's one of the rare venues that still has a multitude of clubs where live music performs. You don't see that in a lot of cities and towns anymore. How have you been, anyway?
Pretty good.
Good. Thank you. An audience of one live. Two, if you count Ray, but nobody does. Okay. What's that? Did you want something to drink? Because I don't know where we have anything anyway. Ray can get you something. Hey, Ray, why don't you get me more coffee while you're at it?
Huh?
Yeah, get him a coffee, too, because he was nice enough to bring the book. But anyway, he could have kept the book forever. I would have never remembered. Listen to this. This is my favorite all-time of all time. And I've been around, kids. I mean, I have been around. I don't just, not the groups you would just know or hear about in your rock and roll head or in your studies or wherever it is you read about groups or hear about groups. Not just there, the ones you know, but the ones you don't know, because I've been in clubs, I've been, you know, all over doing stuff. But of all the, and then I found, when we did this show, I found this group. And I didn't hear them. I have no idea what they sound like. I have no idea what they do musically. They may do any, you know, if they do any particular genre, or if they're just crazy, wacky, whatever. Or they're loud, or they're not loud. Or I don't even know if they're good. They must be good if they're playing in an LA club, because they really are very bad. And when I mean good or bad, I mean there's only like bad groups, or just groups that are like, you know, out of tune and crappy, and they don't. I mean, together groups, they're tight, they practice. What's the difference between practicing and rehearsing? I never understood that one either. Are you rehearsing tonight? They'd say, like, oh, you're in a group. Do you rehearse? Where do you rehearse? And another person would go, you're in a group. Where do you practice? I guess, you know what? Rehearse, I think, is the higher echelon. I think the more richer people say rehearse. So it's like, oh, you play the violin. You must rehearse every day. It's like, you know, it's, oh, you play, you like get electric guitar? Where do you practice? So it's different, totally different. You practice. Your guitar. I say, are you rehearsing your cello? I don't want. Are you at cello rehearsal? Anyway, so I'm trying to get this. So, if you haven't listened, this is the best name, in my opinion. If you don't agree, it's your business. You go looking for a group that is your favorite. But I like groups that are not, as I said, I like generic groups. This is not just generic. This is a poetic title. This is a title that conjures up so many images. Yeah, the title, name of a group. It's not a title. It's not a title of a group. You'd be the name. It would be a title. Nobody ever goes up to you and goes, are you in a musical group? What's the title? No, it's your name. What's your name? What's the name of the group? Not the title of the group. Do titles rehearse or do titles practice? I guess titles rehearse. Oh. Okay, look. Here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the name now because we're coming up to 10 o'clock. And then after 10 o'clock, I told you that our residue comedian, residue comedian Jeremy Long was in the house, would be in the house. And now he is in the house. So after we do our break, we'll bring Jeremy in. I'm sure he has just a ton of things that he wants to talk about. And didn't I tell you, how about a round of applause for the miserable failure of having anybody who wants to call in on Skype? It's just a curtain. Nobody can do a talk show on internet radio. It's ridiculous. It's just stupid. Nobody wants to call up. And then how do you call up? If you're on your iPhone and you're traveling around, Can you call up at the same time you're listening to something else and you got an application open? I don't think so. Can you?
I think you can.
Can you do that? Go look that up, all right, everybody? Check that out. Look, I want to tell you the name of this group, for God's sakes. Listen to this. I want a build-up. They're down there, kids. You're right here. Don't give me that. Get off of there. He calls me up. He's sitting right here just to prove to me that I'm an idiot. I don't need you to prove to me I'm stupid. Remember, I get along with that. I get along with that pretty well. Besides, I have toe trauma, so don't fool around with me. I'm here every toe trauma. And I didn't even get into toe trauma. Listen to the name of this group. Are you ready? Is everyone ready for this? I want you to write this down if you don't know them, if you've never heard this before. This is... All right, I'll take the mic out of here since I'm not playing to anyone. What are you doing standing there with? Move over. Who's that? Did somebody just Skype me?
Yeah, you got a message.
I got a message?
I
got a recent message.
Oh, wait.
It's from you? It's Skylar. Skylar said, if you need someone to talk to, I love this. You need someone to talk to.
Not sure what we're calling about. Himself.
Anybody can call in. I don't need anyone to talk to. For God's sakes, if you listen to this show long enough, you know I don't need anyone to talk to. Here's the name of the group. Suddenly getting warm in here. What's happening? Okay, here's the name of the group. You ready? Drum roll. Don't read over my shoulder. I mean, yes.
All right, drum roll.
Ready?
Now, if this group ever comes to town, and I don't think they will, because I just can't imagine them getting a cross country. Well, how do I know you're cross country? I don't know where you. I don't actually know where you're listening. But wherever you're listening, if it's not in Los Angeles, then I don't know if you'll ever see them. And you know what? I never looked them up. Why don't you, when I give you the name of this group, look them up. Maybe they have a website.
Alrighty.
I wouldn't mind. Okay, you ready? Here's.
And we'll be back.
And we'll be back. No. Okay, here goes. Ready? Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Once again, the leader of this group is Jello Biafra. Now, there's a name right off the bat. Everybody said to me, well, what's your name? My name is Jello Biafra. Or does he say, my name is Jello Biafra? Does he talk like that? And it's not enough that there's a Jello Biafra out there doing, singing, maybe he plays an instrument or whatever. It's not enough. And the Guantanamo School of Medicine. I don't even know if there is a School of Medicine in Guantanamo. Did you find it on
the record label?
They are on. Let me see that. I got them on. Everyone's looking them up here right now. This is them. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine is a punk rock band led by, you guessed it, Jello Biafra. They released their debut album, The Audacity of Hype, in October 2009. Record label, Alternative Tentacles. They have other albums. White People and the Damage Done. See, there's a name for a book. The Audacity of Hype. Two albums, which are really CDs. Nobody says albums anymore, right? They're CDs. Jello Biafra. Where are they from?
Oh, some of their most popular songs.
Oh, here they are. Some of their most popular songs. Or what?
Electronic Plantation.
I mean, why don't you just read off the album?
Okay. It says right here, they're most popular.
Can you stop clipping, for God's sakes? Here, work the mic. You don't have to yell.
Their most popular song from their first album, The Audacity of Hype, is called Electronic Plantation.
How do you know that's the most popular?
Because it's listed as number one.
Is that just track one?
No. This is...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. They also, their other popular songs are The Brown Lipstick Parade, okay. Victory Stinks, Hollywood Goof Disease, and Werewolves of Wall Street.
Okay. I'm surprised, 2009, I'm surprised there are still punk, in 2009 there were still punk groups?
There are still punk groups.
There are still punk groups out there called punk?
Well, no, they have upcoming events.
See? Let's see. Are they anywhere but Los Angeles?
Yeah, they're going to be in Munich and Stuttgart and Frankfurt.
Boy, was I wrong, huh? They're going to Germany. They're going to three cities in Germany. Who'd have thunk? Then these guys never would have thunk. They were getting this much exposure for absolutely nothing. But that with, I mean, you just deserve it. You get, and you know, that's why people, that's why you look for snappy names for groups and stuff, because you want to get, you know, you want people to get their attention. What's the name again? Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Yeah, right. He's just left. His jaw dropped. Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine.
I'll try and remember that.
That is by and large, overall, across the board, best name for a group ever. It's not simple. Oh, whoa. We're getting now. Now people, they'll email, mind you. But they won't. Okay, I'm not going to, don't read this here now, because that's what I was talking about before. That's a personal piece of business that we'll take care of later. I'm just, you know, I got to tell you, and I do tell you, and you should know this, everyone, whether you're in this business, if it is even called a business or not, whatever it is you're doing. Okay. My life is, none of your business, but my life goes on day in and day out. And come Thursday, this thing happens. I never want to do it. I never want to be here. Then suddenly I'm here, and it's fun, and there's people I talk to, and I like it. But, you know, I'm not. So that means that for 99.something% of the time that I live my life, okay, I'm not, this is not on my mind. This is not, I'm not a radio, I'm not Mr. Radio. So I don't do anything for this. I mean, you know, people say, you know, I'm going to be on, send them an email, send them and talk to people. Hey, you want to be on the show? Yeah, fine. It's all good. Okay, fine. Get on the show. And there's no preparation. There's nothing. I don't, people send me books. And, oh, look at this. I went over to 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to break it. No. People send me books and I'm supposed to. I'm not supposed to do anything. I do exactly what I want at any given time. But I am going to do this, shortly. But what? Two? What's that? You give me a peace sign? What?
Two things. Two important things about Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Their newest album was just released in April of this year, so not that long ago. And before he had this band, Jello Biafra was a member of the band The Dead Kennedys.
Oh! Now everyone's heard of The Dead Kennedys. So Jello Biafra... And you know what? Everyone, and you know what? And that's true. I said everyone has heard of them because everyone remembers. There's a name you're always going to remember. That's, you talk about audacity, right? That when they came out, that was audacious to name yourself the Dead Kennedys. And the smart, as smart as they might have been, and they were, they ultimately were saying like, well, you know, when you say the Dead Kennedys, of course you think of one particular family. When actually there are many, many Dead Kennedys, and they could always say, what are you talking about? You know, and they just show right back in your face, which is what a lot of, which are real smart guys. And, you know, you should never think that people who are in a drug group, a drug group, did I say a drug group? I meant a punk rock group, same thing, right? Never, no one should ever say that these are, that no one should ever think that they're stupid just because, you know, they're in that. Thing. I know, I'm looking for something, so give me a break. I'm doing 1,000 things at once here because that's the name of the game. So, there's no preparation. So we're going to do a couple of things. I'm going to get these people together here because they're all just chomping at the bit to be on again, and we're going to do some stuff. And if anybody calls in, they do. Yeah, and like I said, if you want to call in and talk about something, you don't want to call in, it's okay. It's fine. But if you want to call and talk about something, Frank Catolo, get me at Skype, and we'll talk. If not, we got plenty of stuff to do, because there's always something to do and talk about. But what I was saying was, what was I saying? Oh, I don't do anyway. So don't think this is. I know that's the fan going. Imagine a whole show like that.
It makes you hotter.
We could do like one of those. You could do like it would be a performance art. We'll do a performance art show. Right? Here's Frank fanning himself with a piece of paper because it's so hot in the studio.
Well, they couldn't see it. Anyway.
Hey, shut up! I'm performing! Shh! No sound! Zip it!
Papers making.
Hey! Do you want a slug in the face? Shut up. Listen. You know, when you get what?
We could do the second half of the show, like all things considered on NPR. Welcome to Kotomo Chronicles, where we talk really.
You just blew the lid off of the entire thing. I'm telling you. You got to learn how to work a mic on radio. This is not, you know, I know where you get that. You get that from doing stand up. When you eat the mic, you got to.
You have to,
you know. Then you get on radio.
Teach me the way to talk
radio. And then he gets on radio, and this is what people do. They get on radio, and I just hold your ears. I know we're going to clip now. It's like this. So we're talking with Dr. You know, Dr. Welton Mishap. Dr. Welton Mishap is a scholar and a chief of medicine at the St. Formaldehyde Hospital. And here he is right now to talk to us about. And you're very calm because he's a doctor, right? And then he gets on here. I know what happened. I just clipped everything. I clipped it on purpose. My name is Francatolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show, which is ad hoc anyway, even when somebody's on. No preparation, no nothing. We just do it. And if it's not done, whammo. A couple of people say, oh, jeez, that show went off. The next week, they're out roller skating or something. They don't care. Nobody cares, all right? And that's why we have such a free feeling with all this. We're not going to sell you coffee cups or anything. What we're going to do is tell you, we are going to sell you books. It's about time you went out and bought a book and put it on your iPod phone click. I'm getting email all over the place. Why? Because people want to email. They don't want to talk. Does it have anything to do with anything? No, it doesn't have anything to do with this show anyway. Hi, Frank. How are you, Frank? Hi, Frank. How are you, Frank? Hi, Frank. Hi, Frank. Okay, buy this book or I'll find out where you park your car.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make, like, what, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Lisa from the Brian Cares for Rad.
We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place. Remember, music lives and you should too.
A public service message brought to you by Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
there's nothing un-American about Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo, illustrated by T. Stephen Gessick. Why, this is Americana at its best. Literature, drama, conflict. It's everything I remember and things I think I remember through a storied life of history in show business, politics, and celebrated people's lives. It's me, Frank Cotolo, inviting you to buy Molotov Memoirs. Go to blurb.com and put in my name, Frank Cotolo, and get Molotov Memoirs. Buy a copy for your friends, buy a copy for your lovers and your haters, everybody. This is America!
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next, because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer, and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, dawn to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. Swingin', singin', a million sounds you wanna hear. It's a landslide every year. Everybody's diving in the smiling voice of radio, the people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
And number again, 632-236-5252. That number again, 712-531-6262. We're here at WWLW. Take your phone calls. Once again, 15 minutes after the hour, 33 degrees, and we got plenty of phone lines open right here on that number again, 631-456-2131. We had a couple of callers before talking about interesting things. What's on your mind? What's on your mind today? Right here at WWLW, where we're talking. I'm Brett Cauliflower, and this is Brett Cauliflower Show here, 16 minutes after the hour now, 34 degrees. And this talk show is brought to you today by Alvy's Bicycle Shop here in town, Alvy's Bicycle Shop. When you need your wheels spun and you need your brakes tightened, get on over there to Alvy's. That's over there at Main Street and 54th. 54th and Main. Where you can also call from there. A whole bunch of people there. Maybe you're sitting around. Maybe you're thinking about something. Maybe something's on your mind. Something political. Something entertainment-wise. Something to do with something you're thinking about. An opinion. A thought. Maybe some personal stuff. Whatever it is, call. I'm Art Colberth, and this is the Art Colberth Show. So call on in. The number 621-3535. We're going to make that a little easier next time so that you could just... Anyway, that goes on and on and on. That's what happens in a small town when nobody calls up and you have a talk show. And believe me, there's this, you know, nobody ever uses their real name because nobody wants to be embarrassed. It says, aren't you Ed Thomas? No, no names like that, you know, two names. I'm Edward Thomas. I'm William Jones. No, Jones wouldn't be a first name. I'm Billy Williams. I'm Jimmy James. I'm Frank Francis. You know, like, they don't even have, none invented names. You know, people came up with these names because they wanted an easy to remember. It's not like, well, welcome, this is the Jello Biafra Show. And I'll take your hair out of your head, you son of a bitch. It would be this. Nothing like that, you know, to get your attention. Me? I am indeed Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm chronicling, and this is just a stuff show here, Y2K plus 13. And again, You've heard all the places you can go and download these shows and get what you need to get. And what is going on? I feel like I'm on a... This thing's flying around here. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just very... Yeah, that's it. Stop. Stop. Yeah, yes, you are. You're pressuring my chair. And I have toe trauma. I don't need a chair pressured. Jeremy Long is a local comedian. Well, he's actually in it. You know, nobody's local anymore. Nobody's local anymore. You can get on the internet and you're international all of a sudden. But Jeremy drops by here and there and tells us jokes and participates in this. And because this is just a stuff show, he came by a little later after his another gig he has. I think he was playing over there at the Chuckle Factory. Did you say the Chuckle Factory?
I said the Chuckle Hut.
The Chuckle Hut?
They're right next door.
The Chuckle Hut, right next to the Chuckle Factory. Yeah. The Laugh... The Laugh Consortium. One of these stupid names, too, right? These jokers. The joke? Baja Emporium. Jokeland! Welcome to Jokeland! You know, or whatever.
The LOL Museum.
LOL Museum, yeah. Jeremy's here, and he had a few. You were going to tell us a few things. What were you going to tell us about? Were you going to tell us a few? What did you say? You said when we come back for the second half of the show, I'm going to do this or something. Tell us what you're going to do.
When we came back, we were going to do it like NPR, where I would talk right close to the mic. And
NPR, by the way. People who listen to this show and go way back know that we're talking about National Pretentious Radio, NPR, you know, Pretentious Broadcasting System, that would be. These are not never friends of ours, never been. And we encourage you to do, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you might have heard before, but these things just go on. We encourage you every time they have a, what do they call it? A phone-a-thon, telethon, what do they call that thing? Phone-a-thon, telethon, raise-a-thon, money-thon, fundraiser. We encourage you to call NPR, your local NPR, or the actual Pretentious Radio Broadcasting System when they do it nationally. Call them up. The number is always on the screen, or they tell you, you're going to call in there. Call that number, that 800-888-800. And we'll give you a free tote bag or something like that. Well, they're going to give you a free tote bag unless you give money. For $100, we'll give you this. For $200, we'll give you this. For $300, we'll come over to your house and give you this. But the thing is, call them up and tell them, could you put, please, yes, on, what would you like? Could you please put the show back on? Because, you know, they interrupt the show. Please put the show back on. And they say, well, would you like to contribute to something? And he said, no, just put the show back on, okay? I was enjoying the show. Well, the reason you're enjoying the show, says the phone person, because they have a script in front of them, the reason you're enjoying the show is because people like you give us some money and we're able to support this fabulous facility and give you commercial-free programs. And then you say, like, well, this program you're playing right now has an awful long commercials that you talking and asking for money. Now, look, put the show on. And they say, like, you know, it's a very terrible attitude to have, because if everybody had that attitude, we wouldn't be showing this particular program. It's just, okay, and then I wouldn't be watching it. I'd be watching another program that I'd be enjoying and not listening to you. So put on the show or stop it, okay? I've done this. I think they blocked my number eventually. I found out it was. My qualms with National Pretentious Radio go way back to the beginnings.
They blocked your number.
The beginnings of internet radio. But that's in the story for another time. Is that what you wanted to do? Do like NPR? Was that did you have jokes involving that or something? No, were there jokes? Got any new jokes?
No.
You got vines, though. Tell everybody where to find your vines. Oh, can they do that? Oh, they can't find your vines, can they?
It's not just available for iPhone anymore. Any kind of smartphone, they have it for the Android now, too. So you can download the Vine app and then just search my name, Jeremy Long. Or you can friend me on Facebook or Twitter. On Facebook, it's Jeremy Long. And on Twitter, it's at Jeremy Long MD, because all my vines go to those two locations as well.
Okay, anybody can do that except Bedez. You are blocked from all possible connections to everyone. No, I'm joking. And that's not a joke, actually. I really do despise him from the bottom of my heart. And my heart does have a bottom and a top and a middle. I don't know about yours. But my toe is in trauma right now. And so that's why you have that.
Did you tell everybody about the Dez's cruel joke?
Yes, I did. At the beginning of the show, I was talking about it. And now some people thought it was cruel. Or why I wasn't particularly upset about it. I was just upset that he wouldn't even admit to it. That he,
yeah.
You know. Here's the Dez. Talk like that because I'm rum. And he's a little lower. My voice is very high. It's all like that. Here's the Eggman. Eggman, what you doing? This is his show, okay? So it's an hour of nothing. In fact, I met an Ian Clay, a good fan of ours and a big supporter of the show from the very beginning. Ian recently said, I think on Facebook, that Dez has had the Dez show. Whoops, I hope I didn't break that. The Dez show had a 100% improvement in its listenership. Okay, that brought it up. That is a 100%, which 100% of zero is zero, and there are still zero listeners. So that was the professor. I'll call the Dez right here. And then he goes, now here is the retarded Dez. Okay. Hi, this is Dez here. I'm not with same exact voice, right? Dez and the retarded Dez. Same voice. Because he's a good guy. I know his real name. I'm not going to tell you because I'm not him and I don't do what he does. So if you see an RIP on my Facebook, chances are it's not true. From you always consider the source. That's what you were hearing about. Always consider the source. Now the other thing I wanted to do is I want to endorse a wonderful CD which was supported by Kickstarter. And if you go to 148.ca and you go over to where Frank has his crap, there's a wonderful review of a CD called Four. That's the number four, F-O-U-R. Not what I would title a book, but it's a wonderful it's a wonderful CD, and there's a review of it there. And I encourage all of you to get it when Andrea Perry, who's a very talented and underestimated, unheralded talent, musical talent, a producer and songwriter, when she was on the show, because her CD before this came out, not titled 3, but it was her third. This is 4, but it's titled 4. But her CDs are not titled 1, 2, 3, and 4. I mean, so you go over to 148.ca/Frank, and down there's a review. Read the review. And I was real happy because I heard from her today, and she said she brought the review to her Jungian therapist. Apparently she has a Jungian therapist. I don't mean as a young, not a young therapist. I don't know how old this person might be, man, woman, or child. I didn't mean young therapist. Jungian, as in Carl Jung. That's J-U-N-G. Who else knows Jung? Now, a lot of people think Jung because the J is silent, that he's Spanish, like Juan, but not. It's not true. It was German. Yeah. Jung. J-U-N-G. Did you study Jung in college?
I did.
Her Jungian therapy thought that the review was in itself a work of art. And I appreciate that because I think it is beautifully written and everyone seems to know it. But more so than that, I'm not doing that just to promote you to go over and read that junk that I wrote. But it's not junk. It's about her. Andrea Perry certainly deserves it. And have her on the show again. Andrea, she expresses herself best when she's singing and producing wonderful songs that she does, as she does in these CDs. So go get this one. And this Kickstarter thing is just amazing. How it's just knocking everything through the roof, isn't it?
Yeah. I've supported several projects on there.
Not me. I haven't given a penny to anyone, and I'm not saying that because I have, and I'm not lying because I haven't. I just have it. My contribution to Andrea was what I did, and I'm promoting it. I mean, that to me is priceless. You know what I'm saying? This is priceless. I put my name on it, and it means something, whether you like it or not. Because I'm a guy who can sit here for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, or 5 hours. And you can listen to any minute, any 10 minutes, any group of minutes, any half hour, a block of hours, you can listen to it, okay, and do what you want to do and listen to it. And the point is, it ain't going to cost you anything, okay, and you might get something out of it. I can do that. A lot of people can't do that. I can do that. And I don't have to, do anything. I don't have to prepare. I just have to think and do it. And this is Cthulhu Chronicles. And by the way, next week I will be doing this with Heather Drain. God, do I love Heather Drain. Don't let her husband know that. I love Heather Drain. No, let her husband know that. I don't care. I really don't care. But Heather Drain's going to be, I'm going to be talking about character actors. Heather, this is a good time for me to promote all the people I know and love. Heather, Mondo Heather, blogspot.com. Is it blogspot.com or is it just Mondo Heather? Look it up. Look up Heather Drain. Go and read her stuff. We'll be talking about character actors. Also, going to be on soon, Dr. Karen Wyatt will be on again talking about her new project, which I am going to read before I have her on the show, because I would be like too embarrassed. When I have people on the show, and a lot of the people that I have on guests are far, you know, smarter than I, and I enjoy, I don't prepare for them, mind you, but I do like to know a little bit more than I usually do. And this is a great strain for me, because I really don't want to do a damn thing, not a thing. I don't want to do a thing at all. And people come up to me and they say, Frank, so you do that show and you do this, like tomorrow I'm doing a show over, I do these local shows over at the coffee shop. I'll be over at St. Thomas Roasters if you're in town. If you're not in town, get in town. If you can come in town, at your own expense, of course. I'm not paying for a gas or anything. But if you want to come in and see me, you'll find something. You'll find this exact thing going on. There's nothing prepared. I'm always prepared. I just never rehearse. Is it rehearsed or practice? I never practice. I don't rehearse. I don't do anything. I do change my strings now and then, so they're very bright and sounding. They sound more. Strings of what, you're saying? Well, strings of a guitar. Okay. And I will be over there. I'm not sitting. And someone would say, like, well, what are you going to do? Or what are you going to do? Practice the night before? No, I'm not going to practice at all. I'm not going to do anything. And I'm not going to do anything. I was helping Mr. Jeremy Long here. I'm assisting, helping. I don't know what you call it. What would you call it? I don't know. What is it?
Assisting.
I was assisting him with some gigs that he has, because he's a promising stand-up comic. I don't know what he's promising. Maybe he's promising laughs. He ain't promising me anything. No, but I help him out, and preparing things. Writing stuff is always very difficult for me, because I either see it or I don't see it, or it comes out or it doesn't come out. But if you go over to see his vines, we have some things that we've just come up with on the spur of the moment that are fun and exciting. Once again, that number is 1-800-625-3. No, it's not. You want to Skype me and talk, it's fine. If it's a video call, if you're a guy, I don't want to see your ass. If you're a girl and you want to show up to me, that's fine. But, you know, they wouldn't. They don't do that anyway. I say that because it's so easily said, because nobody's going to do that anyway. The guys will do it. You go to that dial a cam. What was that one cam you do? You go to that. Oh, it's a long story. It's not a long story. It's a short story, but I don't want to get into it.
Where they were messaging you.
I forgot the name of the can. It was a roll a cam, pick a cam, or dial a cam, or just fake a cam. You got a free cam. You just go pick a random cam or something like that. You get there, and then it's all a bunch of guys showing their private parts and their answers. It's like, what is it? Everybody look. The guys go on. They go, really? There's people there naked? And you go looking for. There's no girls. You know, there's no women. There's no girls. Because girls are classier than that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Men are just pigs.
Essentially.
Essentially. Essential pigs, though. That means they're important pigs. Yeah. That means that's like this. And now the essentials. The story of men who are pigs, but important pigs. Right here with me. I'm Art Cutbirth. And we're talking today here on Cthulhu Chronicles. So Heather will be here. And then as we get into deeper into August, we're going to get Dr. Karen White. Dr. Waldar is going to be here. I'm going to try and get Lynn Lifshin on the show. And any number of other people. And there are other people who said they would be on, but for some reason or other have gone on with their lives, as if this is not the most important thing in their lives. You know, the way I talk about doing it, you know, it's amazing that anybody would like take it seriously to be on the show. But it has a wide and vast audience, primarily for this reason. But the thing is that some of the people who want to be on the show will never be on the show because I just don't want to talk about these things. I get every day, I get emails, a new book on, and they talk about, I don't know how people come out with books like immediately. You know, something happens in the news, like, when the Zimmerman thing happens with the kid and the thing and stuff, you know, that. And when they realized it was hot news, it took a day or two for it to be hot news, right? The third day, I get an email, you know. Oh, Bob Collins has written this fabulous book on the Zimmerman case. It's like, where did he get all this information? In 3 days, the guy put a book together. You know, you tend to think maybe you knew the guy. And he goes, look, I'm going out tonight, and I'm going to be out there, and I can shoot someone, or whatever. I don't even know what it's all about.
Must have pulled an all-nighter on that one.
Definitely. The third day he's got a book. You know, it's so easy to produce a book anymore on you know, because of the internet that it's fine and wonderful that you could do it. But I get all these things in these books, and who wants to talk? I don't want to talk about this stuff. I don't want to talk about this stuff. It's a waste of time. I certainly don't listen to these, you know, as we talked about in the beginning. I'm not listening to these guys on this thing. I think the whole idea of talk radio, it's thoroughly, it's just a big blowhard ego garbage thing. Because think about this. I mean, there's not, if we want to give credit to National Pretentious Radio for anything, is that once in a while they talk about things and you can listen to stuff and you hear people you don't hear on other stuff and they talk and they interview them and it's fine. Even though they do it so pretentiously. We're talking today with Mort Saul, certainly the most exquisite comedian and influence of our time. Yeah, I know. It's like the guy's, you know, it's like he's inserting a suppository at the same time, you know. He's talking, you know.
I have judged all comedians throughout the entire world, and this is definitely the best comedian in the world. I know this for a fact.
I know this, right. Well, they're all revered. I'm your revered host. I've read more books than you'll ever even hold in your hand. Yeah, right. Smart ass. So, but they do things that you want to listen to now and then. And now, of course, they use the internet. Mark, but the old days when they thought the internet was a bunch of garbage. Now, but I don't want to go there again either because that bitter battle that I have with them has turned into just a big clog of hate for them. But no, look, here's the deal. What I mean is talk radio. You turn on a radio and there's, even if not even a local guy. The local guys are more fun, you know, but these, they're not the big syndicated guys. I'm Fat Lindbergh, you know, whatever his name is.
What about the kooky DJs?
The kooky DJs? Well, I'm not talking about DJs, pal. No. DJs are people who play records and music. Yeah. I'm talking about talk radio. There's no music. And these guys get on the air and they do a little essay about what they think. And 90% of these guys, what they think, where did they earn the right to do this on? I mean, who are they? They're nobody. Just guys like you. They're no better than anybody who calls up. But they're in control. I'll tell you something. I lead the great movement of all movements. And the bowel movement is what they lead, you know. And they talk. And then the people call up. Why do people call? Who would call up a radio? And I got news. Some of these radios, they get on and they have to wait for like the longest time. When I call my insurance company and I'm on hold, I'm like ready to just throw out the phone. I don't want to. You're wasting my time here. Who's going to call up to talk to Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Prick or whatever his name is? Who's going to call up and wait?
Because I want to talk to him because I've got my opinion. My opinion is really important.
This is what it sounds like after a while when the guy's on the phone.
Oh, well, you know, Glenn, I think what you said the other day, the other day is like, is important because our preacher's in the car.
You may as well just take the radio and put it in a big vat of fat. You know, the old days in movies when, you know, The guy had a voice on the radio, and they put the radio in a bucket of water, and then the radio goes, blah, 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 the guy starts talking like that. Remember that joke? I like that. What?
What?
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something there.
No,
you don't want to say anything. You know, you're looking more and more like Peter Sellers every day. You have a Peter Sellers look about you. You've seen a lot of Peter Sellers, right?
Oh, yeah, I love Peter Sellers.
Being there.
That's funny that you, that's the one you would come up with, you know? That's funny that that would be the one you come up with. When, in fact, the essential, Peter Sellers goes, you know, so much more before that. And that was not even, you know, a comic role, per se. No. That was a serious role.
Did you ever see that movie, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers?
I did, with the guy who played with Jeffrey Hunter. Not Jeffrey Hunter. Jeffrey Kubak. Jeffrey Rush. Jeffrey, wonderful movie. I've talked about that movie.
I thought it was a good one, yeah. I liked it.
Very good, because he's such a tortured fellow. He was such a tortured man. But Peter Sellers, I used to drive by Peter Sellers' house and see him emptying his garbage. You know what I used to see a lot of people, a lot of celebrities emptying their garbage, I used to say? Because it was early.
What an honor.
But it wasn't just early. I mean, it was early for them. It was early for me, too, but I had to go somewhere. So I had to drive through Beverly Hills and go up, actually, in the hills. And there were people. I saw Milton Berle emptying his garbage once. You know Milton Berle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good. A lot of young kids don't know a lot of the old guys.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about them emptying their garbage?
What?
I also empty my garbage.
And that's true. When you see celebrities doing normal things, and that's why people love the rumor rags and stuff, you know, because it shows that they're like people. They're like human people. They do what we do. They yell at each other. They get pissed. They go. And by the way, I want anybody. Has anybody? Is it just me? Has anybody seen the daughter? Her name is Ireland. Has anybody seen the daughter of Alec? I would say Alec Guinness, because these are my mind just is going. Alec Baldwin. I have to think. Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, who obviously that's a good gene. That's a good gene pool. I'm almost sorry I'm not their son. I would look a lot better. I would be a lot younger, of course, but maybe they'll adopt me. It won't change my looks if I do that, so it doesn't matter. But and they're not even together anymore, so there's no reason they would. Their daughter, Ireland, is 17, and this is like, I don't even know if you could find her Ireland Baldwin. What a Baldwin name. Ireland Baldwin, or is it?
Would it be Baldwin or Basin?
I don't know.
Baldwin,
I don't, maybe.
Basiner.
The movie stars. It could be Ireland Smith. Maybe she made it Ireland Jones or Ireland.
New Ireland.
Ireland drink.
New Ireland.
Ireland whiskey. The point I'm trying to make is, I'm thumbing through this Star magazine. I didn't even know they had a magazine. I thought it was just a newspaper, but they have a magazine. I'm thumbing through it, and I stop dead. And it's not even a big picture. I stop dead at this picture of this girl, the 17-year-old. How? You know, you get that gorgeous, and I think, I don't know what you do with yourself. The point is, you wouldn't expect to see.
Hey now.
What? Hey now. She's a hey now, right? You got her? Wait a second. Is that her? But you know what? Let me tell you something about this picture. In this picture, she's made up and stuff. This is like I saw a picture of her on the street, and that's when you know someone's real beauty, because you could see them, you know, without their makeup. Yeah, that's more like it. As a matter of fact, her hair was kind of red. Do you have more?
It is Ireland Baldwin, by the way.
It is Ireland, yeah, Baldwin. Well, she looks like him in there. Okay, there's another picture of her right up there. There's a better picture of her. Yeah, look at this. I mean, come on, look at this. Like, you're able to look at it. Everybody's gone to their phone already. This is just a shame. This is like, there's no reason for this. But amazing, okay. Amazing. Why did I bring that up? I don't know, because this is just stuff. We're just talking about stuff.
You can see.
Who is, it's funny, who's the most, who do you think, because who do you think is the most gorgeous, who's the most gorgeous, and this could be of any era, any time, any place. Who's the most gorgeous actress you've ever seen? Steve? Steve's here.
Well,
he's got to think about it. Hold on. You got to think? Well, here.
The first thing that came to my mind is back when I was a teen.
By the way, I don't know this guy. He just walked in the house and sat down. No. Steve, go ahead, Steve.
I had a thing for Phoebe Cates. Remember Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah, I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Did you have a Phoebe Cates thing?
I did. I really did. Phoebe Cates.
Wow, who's that? That's Ireland.
Yeah.
Walk here, Ireland, back to the Irish. I want to be Irish. My name is Ireland. I want to change my name to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. Hey, you know, oh, well, you know, who was the most popular comedian in Africa? Zimbabwe Hope. That's correct. You could use that there. I'm just writing jokes that he could take. And just take a minute.
All my jokes are Frank jokes.
No, they're not all. You get some great jokes on your own. I'm minor about it, but that's another kind of. But no, I changed my name to a country. If you had to change your name to a country, Steve, what country would it be?
Well, I can't do French because that's already been taken.
France Long, your name would be?
I was thinking of French. French Stort.
Listen, French is not a country. I said, if you had a name, can you only get the question straight? What were you like in school? What was this guy like in school? No, that's not idiocy.
Right. How about Denmark?
Denmark Long. And now here's Denmark Long, although he's known as Denny Long. What about you? This kid's name is Long, too, because it's Jeremy Long. He says Jeremy Long. You got a good name. I met a girl the other day, and I, you know, I'm good at guessing. Did you know, like, I've fooled a lot of people into thinking I'm psychic. Because I'm a great guesser. Lots of times the first thing that comes to my mind, if I know a little something, okay, we'll do it. And it was a great bar trick when I went to bars. When I was behind bars, it was a good trick too. But I would guess names, and you always get great names from the first and middle names. You get to the last name, it's no good. Like Tess Mariah. Let's say your name is. Middle name is Mariah. First name is Tess. Tess Mariah. I said, what's your name? Oh, Tess Mariah Slavatsky. You know, it's like, you dropped the Slavatsky. And you said, Tess Mariah is a beautiful name. That's a great name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Tess Mariah. You know, the new movie starring Tess Mariah. That's great, yeah. But not, so I guess names. But now, Jeremy, what country would you like to be named after?
Moldova.
Moldova. Where is Moldova?
Near Russia.
Why did that sound? Where did I hear that recently? Why did I hear that? Why did that come up? Moldova. That country came up recently in a news thing or something. How odd that you would bring that country up, because I only know it because I heard it recently. Moldova? What about you, Steve? You know Moldova?
No, I've never heard of it.
Moldovians working at my other job.
You have Moldovians? Moldovians. Now, how come they're not Moldovites?
They could be.
Or Moldovianics. Or like if you're from China, you are not a Chinosian. You're a Chinese. And yet, if you're from France...
Moldovanese.
Yeah, if you're from France, you're not a Frenchies. They don't say you're Frenchies. Are you a Frenchies? They say, are you French?
Are you Frenchies? No, just a burger, thanks.
More of Jeremy's humor is available at Jeremy Long on Facebook and at Vine.
I'm gonna be losing followers as well.
Even rapidly losing his followers as we go on. Once again, did I tell you? Right? I think the bookies in Las Vegas were... Right in Nevada, especially. That's where most of the bookies are. Maybe bookies in England, because this show is very big in England. And the bookies in England, also Ladbrokes and William Hill and all those guys, William Brokes and Lad Hill, whoever they are, they were giving out very low, the odds that somebody, they were taking bets, the odds that anyone would call in on Skype. Well, say, nobody calls in. You know, nobody calls in at the Cattell Chronicles. You know, I never bet nobody. Oh, sorry, said, we don't take bets that low, you know. You got the numbers, you bet on our number one and number two. And one, that was a horrible English accent, by the way. Because always, I can only do the northern ones. They're not from the northern dirty little towns like Leeds and York and the dirty little towns up north. I never wanted to be a bus driver. And they say, taking book, here's this. Zero they wouldn't take because obviously everybody's going to win. So the bookies don't take that. There's no zero. One,
200 to 1. That one person would go 200. It goes directly to 200 to 1. And then 2,000 to 1. Anybody's got two calls. I can now say that now. And you want to? That's my traumatic toe. You put something on my traumatic toe. I didn't even know a toe could have a trauma. And there was that. What were you going to say?
I was going to say it's funny that you can only do the northern accent. Because I can only do the...
And he laughs. You go, what? You can do a limey? Like one of those. Oh, could you like that too? Well, actually, that's upper dirty too. That's like Hammer. You know what that is? Hammer dirty Films. Oh, stay. He's a werewolf. He's a Dracula. I heard Dracula's out there again. Kind of look a lot like Christopher Lee, doesn't he?
What? I can only do Christopher Walken.
Who's not English. Where is Christopher Walken originate that he has a voice like that?
I think it's just it's Christopher Walken. It's now its own.
Where is Christopher Walken? I was down the line. I saw him go down the street the other day. It's terrible. What was the? There's so many names like that. Do you know there was a baseball player named Rick Monday? What was his name? Was Rick Monday? And of course there was an actress named Tuesday Weld. And there used to be these jokes. You want to talk? My tante. These were. If Tuesday Weld married Rick Monday, she'd be
Tuesday Monday.
Exactly. How about that one?
I had a friend, and he's still my friend, and his name is Edward Terry. And there's this other girl in our elementary school, way back when we were in elementary school, named Terry something or other. And we said if they got married, her name would be Terry Terry.
Right. And then she'd be like, that's how Neil Diamond got the song. You got the way to move me, Terry, baby. Terry, Terry. Wasn't that there's a Neil Diamond song?
Yeah.
We've still got, I'd say, till we run the theme, maybe 10 minutes here on Cthulhu Chronicles. Listen to the Cthulhu Chronicles. My name is Frank Cthulhu. I'm the man's name, the title of the show. Somebody just Skyped us with a question or something. Who is this now? It's Skylar again. Hey, Skylar. No, it isn't?
Yeah, it's her.
Played a song. What does Skylar say? Skylar, played a song on the show lately titled for one of my favorite baseball names, Van Lingo Mundo. Mungo?
Mungo.
Who is Van Lingo Mungo?
Mungo. You know the first thing I think of when I see Mungo is Mungo Jerry.
Remember Mungo Jerry?
In the summertime, when the summer is time, and the time is all, and the good of the night, I go out to the fire, and I'm sweating all a lot from underarms. Yeah.
Nobody thinks, anybody who knows the name Mungo Jerry, imagine if somebody did this. Imagine somebody went up to you and says, Mungo Jerry. When I hear that, I always think, I'm just a guy who walks down the street when the clouds... What's that? I say, oh, Mungo Jerry. Nobody thinks of another song. They're like a Mungo Jerry. You don't remember that? It was Mungo's best song. Really, nobody knows anything except that. It's not my time. It was a Mungo Jerry, for God's sake. Be my love for you, I'd love a bone.
He had so many hits.
Mungo is just one. I don't even know this guy. He's a baseball team? What did he say, a baseball name?
I don't get it.
Van Lingle Mungo. Skylar, if you're still listening, and I know you are listening, where does this guy, for what team playeth this fellow? That it has a name like Van Lingle Mungo. Nobody could think of any more. If what married who? If who married who? Can you think of any right off the bat? If Phoebe. Okay, how about this? I don't know. It's got to be the woman first, and it's got to be a stupid name with them. And it could be people. It could be like one person's dead and the other one. As long as the joke works, yeah.
Can they be lesbians?
No, that's the only exception I think that we have. It cannot be lesbian. You do this joke. Yes, of course you can. These days it could be. Here we go. Let's see. Okay, let's read this here right now. Van Lingle Mungo, June 8th, 1911 to February 12th, 1984. This is a dead baseball guy, okay? He was a Major League Baseball right-handed pitcher known for his career with the Brooklyn Dodgers, where I'm from, and the team that... Excuse me. Okay. Mungo played for the Dodgers from 1931 to 1941 and finished his baseball career with the New York Giants. But you just like the name, I see. I don't know that much history of baseball. to know that guy named Mungo. What kind of a name is Mungo, though? Is it from Montreal? What was the name of that country?
Moldova.
Is it from Mount Dover? Is that Mount Dover?
Moldova.
Moldova. Is it from Moldova? Where would a guy named Mungo? His last name is Mungo.
I feel like he'd be in the swamps of Mungangdi.
Well, he's not named after the country. I mean, what is Mungo? Is it Italian? What is it? Viennese? No. Now, when I say Viennese, of course, I think of the Viennese waltz. Oh, wait a second. He knows. Someone knows. Who's that? Oh, now Dr. Woldar has now reported. Here it is. Not exactly. And if who were married to who? He's got one here. Okay. Two mathematicians named Zucker and Cox created an algorithm. Guess what it's called? Oh, I don't. Don't make me go here. Don't just tell me. You mean you're gonna make me? I don't.
Zucker.
Oh! I was stupid. I didn't get that one. That was very good. You got that one.
Yeah.
I didn't get that right away. I'm not that smart. He's great. When we did the Tonto jokes, he guessed them all. Right? Oh, he was. Then.
I wish I could have been here for that one.
We're glad you weren't. He. Don't you love those kind of jokes? When somebody says something, you just like pop it or you just smash it right in their faces. Everyone laughs because you always get laughing. Thank you for that one, Andrew. I never call him Andrew. To me, he'll be Doctor, Doc, Doctor, or Dr. Woldar.
I'm not a mister, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's a long story, too. We'll talk about that someday. Not now, though. Because we only have 7 minutes. If you had only 7 minutes to be on the radio, and they told you, they said, this is going to you, Steve. And they said to you, this is it. This is your chance. Everyone in the world will hear you. So you better come up with something right now. They told you, catch it like that. And they said, and that's it. So why don't you, who's that now? Is that Skylar again? Here was one. If Taylor Swift married Taylor Lautner, she'd be Taylor Lautner? Taylor Lautner? I don't get it.
They would both be Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
They would both be?
Yeah, because she would take his name, and they both had the same first name. So then they.
That's one of those tricky ones. That's a tricky one. See, he took it off. He took the joke and went off the center. It's an off-center joke, because the main joke, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like an off-center joke. If Taylor Swift married Taylor Lautner, but if you could do it, like, she'd be Taylor, or like you did one. What is the one you did?
Terry. Well, my lesbian one was if Mary Louise Parker married Parker Posey, she'd be Parker.
Okay, Parker. Okay, you can do that. We can do that with same-sex marriages now. Yeah. This joke is now allowed. To do with it's actually when they pass. It's the only reason they pass same-sex marriage to keep this joke to really expand the very fiber of this joke, which was like they went to the forget about constitutional rights, Your Honor. The point is this: we've had this joke. It's always man and woman, man. We've run out of them. Now, if we could do man and man and woman, my golly, we'd have ourselves a real a swarm of jokes. It would be viral, and you know.
They were sitting around doing the final votes, and it's a constitutional democracy, so everybody got to say yay or nay, and it was down to one person, and they said, think about the jokes, man.
Think about the jokes, man. You know, it's constitutionally sound. That was very good, Skylar. I want to thank everybody who took the time to call in tonight. But isn't it amazing, even when we just do stuff, it's fun, just how it just goes by very quickly. We haven't even taken out Carl. We've had a heck of a great time. Heather Drain will be here through Skype next week, as long as nothing untoward happens.
Hey, if Heather Drain married Drano, it should be Drain Drano.
So now we're marrying objects? We could do that? You could take it real offbeat, right? So then it's like...
I've just expanded it. It's going to catch on. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking more traditionally, but that's just me. I didn't think we could expand it any further. We wouldn't need a law, though, because actually we could have done the same-sex marriage jokes before, but you would have to have the prelude. You would have to say, first, I'm going to tell you a joke, but first, imagine there are same-sex marriages. Now you could just go, you could just say it, and it's two men and nobody, or two women, and nobody's going to ask. Is that a same-sex marriage? Oh, you know, there's got to be some guy in the room going, where? Same-sex marriage jokes now? What do we do now? Same-sex marriage jokes? You know, there's always that guy. You know, I don't care how progressive.
Everybody else in the room is laughing. Oh, what the hell are we doing now?
I don't care how progressive or liberal or open-minded the human race becomes at any given time. There's always going to be that guy at the inner room. What are you doing now? What is this? What are you doing now? That's disgusting what they're doing. You know that kind of voice. That's disgusting. Or it's a guy who looks nothing like that, but he talks like that. He's a beautiful guy. He's got a tux on. He sits and makes
everybody else is laughing. Yeah, this is not my taste.
Yeah, it's just not my kind of joke. Call me conservative, but I'll tell you. Call me traditional, but I'll tell you. Sons of bitches everywhere. Sons of bitches and bastards everywhere.
There was a ton of. Ton of people like that at my show.
One of the shows you did there a while back or something. Yeah, I know. You've had audiences like, I've had bad audiences too. I just don't necessarily point to them or give them the names on national. What? Nobody knows why. Nobody listens. This happens to be an international show. There are people in other countries who don't even understand the language listening to this show. Do you realize that? And there's the entire, there's all the people in the whole, all but the whole audience in Tokyo.
There's what? In Moldova being like, oh, he mentioned our country!
Moldova! Moldova! It's the only thing they know, though. They didn't hear anything old. They're sitting there going, ha, because they think it's ha, ha, and then they go, oh, Moldova!
This is what the show sounds like to them. Moldova! Wait, rewind that, Nessa.
It's like the guy who called the, what he really sounds like when he calls up Fat Limbag. And he calls up Fat Limbag show and he goes, yeah, you know, Fat, I'm going to look at this. He goes, this is what they do. They go, hang on. And it starts to sound like that, only you hear one word. Obama. Obama. Bastards. Everywhere. What did he say? If Olivia Newton-John married Wayne Newton, then divorced him to marry Elton John, she'd be Olivia Newton-John, Newton-John. Yes!
That's the winner.
Yes! Winner! That is... Where are you going to go from there? Where are you going to go? Huh? What's this one? Go ahead, quick.
Cat Stevens married Snoop Dogg, he'd be Cat Dog.
He'd be Cat Dog. Who's that?
That's what you can tell over there. That's what, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
If Oprah Winfrey married Deepak Chopra, she'd be Oprah Chopra.
I like an Oprah Chopra. Now you're cooking. I wonder if he's looking these up or if Oprah Chopra.
Let's use these last couple minutes to promote a few things.
Okay, go promote quick.
Turperane Web Series.
The Turperane Web Series coming up. I'm going to do a lot of promotion on that when it happens.
Yeah, well, I'm writing episode 8, which is over halfway.
The Turk Bahrain. And by the way, go over to Lulu. We haven't even shown you. Go to Lulu.com and put in Francatolo and get some more books over there. Matter of fact, go take the rent this week and just go on the internet and buy all my books.
Buy the Francatolo stock.
Now, actually, it wouldn't even cost you that much because you can get them all on your phone. By the way, thank you, Jeremy and Steve Long, two men with the same last name.
Thank you, Frank.
Good to be here. Thanks.
See, if San... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah. Ray's still here. I'm sorry. You disappeared for a while.
You shipped him off
in Moldova. Now, head the train next week, and then God knows what's going to happen from there on in. What?
We're going to say the last line together.
We are going to say the last line together, but we're not done yet.
Really?
We want to all say... Does everybody know the last line? Huh? What? No, that's not the last line. The very last is... That's the last line. We'll all say it together.
All right.
But for now, good night, Mrs. Ernstwell, wherever you are. Cotolo Chronicles, listen to us. Listen to us on all the affiliates and what have you. But we're going to leave now because...
I have nothing more to say.